Hello, it's Angel. I woke up like this actually. I'm super duper just like cuddly and mushy and lovey-dovey, and I don't know. I mean, I'm always in a cuddly mood. I'm always but like I woke up and I just feel like I just want to be treated like the girly girl I am, if that makes sense at all. When I was thinking about how to incorporate that into pillow talk, because it's just really my mood right now, I'm just going to talk about, like, because I always describe myself as very girly, but I don't ever give examples. So this is really just a pillow talk about my uber girly thoughts, and just being super mushy in that kind of mood right now. And, like the first thing that like always pops in my head is hands, because that's something that really turns me on as a person's hands. Well, first off, hands are like an incredible thing. They can do so many amazing things. I mean, obviously they can touch you and, you know, glide their fingers over you and trace your skin. And I love tracing a person's lips. I just love it. Doing it. but obviously hands can do so much more. I mean, they can write you a letter, they can email you, they can text you, they can dial the phone to call you. You can help someone, you can give someone something with your hands. It's my favorite part of a person's body. I love holding hands. Like while you're walking through the park or just walking anywhere. Like I'm not clingy. Like I can read a person really well in their body language. And if they, you know, aren't in the mood, cause nothing's worse than being clinged to when you really just, cause even I get in the mood where I just really just need a little bit of space. That's very rare, very, very rare for me, but it happens. But I love, holding hands, and there's like a million different ways to hold hands. I'm really not picky about it either. I remember I had a boyfriend once where, like, I used to always tuck my thumb in his hand, and he hated that. I don't know why. So, I know I'm really conscious of that now. I can't really think of any hand-holding complaints that I've ever had. But yes, I've had someone not like the way I held hands, which is really random. And I like something that just is such a good feeling is when you get to like, when you're walking someplace and I can just bury my head in the person's shoulder and their chest and like, either feel their arm like wrap around my shoulder and just hold me for a second, or just like, you know, wrap my arms around their arm and just like kind of bury myself in, even though like we're walking, linking arms. I like that. I need that. I like being with someone who's possessive of me. Not possessive like sleeping with the enemy possessive, but that I'm theirs, that I'm their girl. That's what I want. And it makes me so like, it totally gives me the warm and fuzzies thinking about it. You know, like having that hand on the back of my neck, or you know, the person you're with, you know, watches you when you walk across the room or at the movie theater, you know, if you're going to the bathroom or something like that, just to know, you know, you're not alone. And that just is a good feeling. Because so much of the things we have to do, at least for me, I guess I shouldn't include everyone because everyone's different. But for me, so much of my day-to-day life is so, I don't want to say lonely, like I'm sad about it, but it is. It's, I'm very, focused on work and everything I do is pretty much just me by myself. And so, sometimes, you know, it's a nice reminder that you're not alone, that there's someone else out there in the world looking after you. And I like doing the same for a person, you know, like I take any kind, even friendships, very, very seriously. I mean, not serious, like it's not like serious business or anything, like, but I value them because there's so few connections in your life that you really get to have with someone that's like, you know, they totally get me and I want to protect them and I want to protect what we have. So it is a good feeling, like when you're with someone and they're really conscious of your needs and your wants and just, it's a great feeling. I it's really sweet and I don't know why it happens to me, but I very, very rarely have to open doors for myself when I'm out in public. A couple weeks ago, there was this really adorable teenage boy and he saw me walking to the door and he like sprinted to make sure that he had the door open for me. It was the sweetest, cutest thing. It was just so nice and it made me feel so good. And I'm like, dude, you're too young for me. But it was really cute. I love having like the car door open for me, which, I don't know. I think people still do that. I like when it's done for me. And like when I'm in the parking lot, like if I go to the mall or if I go to the grocery store or something and I'm out and I are at a restaurant, you know, when you see someone do that, I get so excited for the other person. Like, that's just so sweet. It's nice. It's nice. It's, you know, they're looking out for you. They're making sure, you know, you got into the car safely before they get into the car. It's just a nice moment. trying to think what else. I really love when, like if I'm in a relationship, the person I'm with has opinions on how I dress. Not tells me what to wear or anything, because I dare someone to do that. But like, you know, if there's a certain pair of shoes that they, you know, like on me, or a certain skirt or dress, or a certain way I wear my hair or makeup or anything like that, and they have an opinion on that and they're like, I really like when you wear this or when you do this with your hair. It's just like, they're noticing, which I put so much time and effort into my appearance because it makes me feel good. And you know, I love makeup, I love doing my hair different ways, my hair is always a different kind of color and just doing different things with it. So when someone notices, when someone's like, I really like when you did your hair like this, you know, or something, it makes you so much more excited to get ready because you know you're doing it for another reason besides just for yourself. Because of course you should always look the way you want, whatever way makes you feel good. But to know that someone else really likes it too, it's such a good feeling. It makes me giddy. Like, it's ridiculous. So I like that. I've never really had anyone really like take notice in a relationship of those things. So when like friends do it, it's a really nice like little moment. So I called it a moment. It's not a, it's just a good feeling, I guess. But I'm one of those people that like I compliment if I see something out in the world, like even strangers, if I really like something that they did with their hair, their nails, or something they're wearing, or their purse, or their coat, like, I have no problem. Like, I tell them immediately, because what's better than a compliment? So, I love that. I also love, like, because obviously, I really like sex. It's a really big, I'm not really going to talk about it that much, but, I mean, obviously, you guys, if you know me at all, it's just something that's awesome, and it's just a subject I really like. But then there's like, okay, so obviously there's sex, but then there's like the getting ready before, like when you know you get to have it. Like, I love dressing up for it and getting ready and using that special like body wash and lotion and just everything and just looking really, at least looking good for me. I mean, everybody's different in the way they get ready. I love lingerie, and like just dressing up is just so fun. Because I want the person I'm with to feel, you know, like to like right away to remind them how special they are, that I did all this because I really want to make them feel good. And because I feel really good, it's going to make me want to, you know, please them. I guess if that makes sense. I feel like that didn't make sense. I don't know. But I've never been in a relationship where that was really appreciated. And I know, of course it was, you know, but to have someone like tell you you're beautiful and to like really undress you and like unwrap you, like you're this like fantastic present that they've been waiting for such a long time. It's got to be an awesome feeling. I mean, I'm looking forward to it sometime in the future. But if you ever get the opportunity to do that with someone, I mean, you should, because I mean, that would just make me feel so special. I'm sure there's dozens and dozens and dozens of other people out there that would. And the same thing, like if someone was like told me, like, I really liked when you wore like, you know, something one night, like I would like totally blush and be swooning and be so excited to like get dressed up for that person. So I don't know, it's just me. I am so, one of my friends, I was talking to her, and, my people in my life don't know, obviously they don't know about my audios or anything like that, or how sexual of a person I really am. Not that I'm embarrassed by it. It's just not, it's not their norm. It's not the kind of people there, and I don't want to make them uncomfortable, you know, and I mean, it's really no one's business what you are like sexually, unless, you know, you want to tell someone. But, a friend of mine recently, she asked me, she's like, I was saying, I love foreplay. Like I like a lot of foreplay, and I've never really had that either. Like, I've never really had someone take, a lot of time for that, like to really just be close and intimate. And she was saying in a past relationship how like it, she just felt like every moment she was with this person, it was foreplay. Like, it was just that they were that connected. And I was like, oh, I would love that, because like it just sounds great. Like, every moment of the day being foreplay, like how good would that be? Like, you'd never get tired of the person. And she was like, she's like, I imagine you, and it was the funniest thing, because she said, I imagine you just like rolling in bed and giggling, and she pretty much just described me as like this needy little kitten in heat in bed. I was like, that might actually be somewhat accurate. That's just the weirdest thing, but I don't know, it's just, I get, you know, you get excited when someone, you know, is treating you, you know, the way you deserve, the way you want to be treated. And so when someone treats me, you know, like a special, like a really special person to them, it just, I don't know. I don't know if I stayed on topic at all. I just noticed it's been 15 minutes. Okay, poem, and then I'll stop talking. Okay, poetry. Here we go. Got a poem. Love Sonnet 11 by Pablo Neruda. I'm horrible with names. Anyways, Love Sonnet 11. I crave your mouth, your voice, your hair. Silent and stalking, I prowl through the streets. Bread does not nourish me. Dawn disrupts me. All day I hunt for the liquid measure of your steps. I hunger for your sleek laugh. Your hands the color of a savage harvest. Hunger for the pale stones of your fingernails. I want to eat your skin like a whole almond. I want to eat the sunbeam flaring in your lovely body, the sovereign nose of your arrogant face. I want to eat the fleeting shade of your lashes. And I pace around hungry, sniffing the twilight, hunting for you, for your hot heart, like a puma in the barrens of Quitaru. I love that, like, to be hunted, to be desired and craved like that. I don't know, it just really feeds into, like, the really feminine side of me. I mean, I'm one of those girls that wants to be hunted, that wants a hunter to, like, push me up against the wall and kiss me. And, like, I've never been kissed before, and I want to feel that. And it really, I guess it does tie into the just feeling really, really mushy and gooey right now. Like, just gooey, that's a horrible one. Not good, but just cuddly and just wanting a big, strong protector. To love me, and I don't know. Well, that is my pillow talk. It, like always, I hope you have sweet dreams if you're about to fall asleep. And if you're just listening to this, I hope you're relaxed. I hope I gave you some nice thoughts. I love you guys so much. You're so wonderful to me. You're so kind to me. I'm very grateful for each and every one of you. You all are so supportive, and you just write such wonderful things to me. And really, you really do treat me, you know, very well. So thank you for that. And I will talk to you all very soon. Mwah.